In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, this is Letter 1370, and it's dated Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Tevis Tashiyud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this to this great man, and the Rebbe gives him a lot of titles over here. And this is talking to Yisrael Abu Sera, who used to be, in the past, he was the chief rabbi of Arput and the surrounding, and now he's in Eretz Yisrael, and it's, you know, the Rabbi Abu Chatzira, which was very well respected amongst the Sephardic Jews. Shalom uvracha. And the Rebbe is saying, in the occasion of you going up to our holy land, may it be built and prepared through Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon, let your coming be blessed to Hashem. Hashem is the one that directs the steps. Hashem is the giver koinon. And since that Hashem gave you the merit that you can were able to make aliyah, to go up to our holy land, Tibon of Sekona, so certainly that the Torah placed on your shoulders a very special mission on the holy land, that you should become the Ruach Chaya, the living spirit amongst our brethren, the Sephardic Jews, and to influence them in strengthening Torah and mitzvahs in general, especially that they should watch their children and little children, so they should not be to spoil, which means not to fall into the trap of the hefker education, which is the non-religious education that is given, God forbid. But you should watch them with a very supervising eye, that all of them, their sons and their daughters, without exception, shall be educated on Birkei HaTorah VaMitzvos Biras Shamayim, on the knees, so to speak, from the Torah and Mitzvahs, with fear of heaven, and the traditions of our holy parents in those educational institutions which are conducted on Taras HaKodesh, on the holy purity. And this was one of the Rebbe's concern, and unfortunately, when a lot of Sephardic Jews made Aliyah and they came to Israel, they were taken away by force and some of them, you know, just went, but whatever the case was, it was a big tragedy. And then at the end, it ended up being very bad for society in general, because they took children that were imbued with the love of Hashem and Torah through for many generations, and they sort of tore them away, and then they became a problem. You know, they became a lot of them criminals and other things. You know, the Rebbe says, in the merit of your service to fulfill your mission, this with Mesiras Nefesh, may Hashem prolong your days and years in good and in pleasantness. And gives them the blessing from the Tehillim that you should be successful in your very strong, important service to increase Torah, Ladira, and also in your personal matters, spiritually, physically, more and extra, with blessing. And the Rebbe again was pushing, you know, every part of it to see to it that they continue giving a good education, to make sure that the next generation is going to be also connected.